What is the kingdom of God like? Jesus answered this question in today's lesson in two ways. He used two illustrations from daily living, the daily living of the first century, the daily living of those who were hearing him live. He said that it's like a mustard seed. It begins tiny, itsy bitsy. But when it's planted, it grows and becomes a great, big, powerful tree that birds can put their nests in and fly off from on journeys. It begins itsy bitsy and tiny, but when it's planted and watered, it grows. He said it's also like the yeast that has been worked into flour by a baker. And the yeast is worked into the flour, and then it grows, and it ends up leavening the whole batch of dough, getting it ready. It's like the yeast that fills the dough and prepares it for baking, growing as it is worked. These two illustrations give a visual, experiential understanding of the nature of the kingdom of God. It begins tiny, itsy bitsy, very small, very insignificant in appearance to the outside. But it is so powerfully packed that when it is planted and when it grows, it becomes a great big tree that birds can put their nests in. And it's something that when it's worked in and prepared, it grows through the efforts of the baker to prepare the dough for baking. These two illustrations show us that the kingdom begins small and insignificant, and then it grows gloriously. And that the kingdom, just like any loaf of bread that is being prepared, just like the dough that is being worked, the kingdom needs working on by the people of God. And this idea was really strange to the Jews, and it's really strange to us today. The Jews were looking for a Messiah to come and bring in the kingdom of God. They were looking for a Messiah who would come and be a military ruler, a kingly Messiah, a military Messiah who would come and bring in the kingdom of God, usher it in, and the disciples and the rest of the Jewish people would simply be along for the ride and enjoy it. They were looking to see the Messiah come in and wipe out the Roman occupation forces and destroy the Roman Empire and set up the new kingdom of David, the kingdom of God on earth. And they were going to be along for the ride. Indeed, they were going to be at the ground level of a new kingdom. And they were looking for a Messiah to do that for them. It's really no different than today's Christian attitude. So many Christians are looking for Jesus to return. They're looking for Jesus to come back. And so they take their chairs or they take their pews and they sit down and they look up. And unfortunately, as they're sitting there looking up, they probably fall to sleep. Waiting. Doing nothing. Looking up. That's not what Jesus says the kingdom of God is about. Yes, we wait for the return of Jesus. Yes, we wait for the coming kingdom of God. But the kingdom of God is already here too. Thank you. Thank you. The kingdom of God is already here. The kingdom of God is with us, and we are called to participate in its planting and in its growing, to participate in its working and kneading and preparing. We are called to work together, one with the other, and with God, to prepare the kingdom of God, which may be small and insignificant now, but will become an amazing, glorious impossible to miss kingdom. When I was in seminary, I took a break. I'd finished studies and was working on papers and was being weighed down with questions about my calling. And so I decided to take a break, and I went up to Boston, Massachusetts, and entered the community of the Society of St. John the Evangelist as a novice. And while I was there, I was placed under the directorship of a spiritual director, a fellow by the name of Paul Wessinger. Father Paul is an amazing man. He was about 82 at the time. He's still alive. This was way back in 1990, and he's still alive. Amazing man. Deeply spiritual man. He can be sitting quietly, and his sermon, Dick, you'll love this, his sermon would consist of about 18 words that would leave you going, wow. Amazing man. One day he told me we were going to go down to the kitchen. He was going to bake some bread. He wanted me to go with him. Well, I love bread. I love bread, but I'd never made any bread before. My only experience of bread had been to eat it, not to make it. So we went down to the kitchen, and he started working, and he prepared the dough, and he was working on the dough. And as he would work and knead the dough, his hands, which were racked with arthritis and knotted, would hurt him. And so he would stop periodically and shake his hands. Ugh. And then he'd go back to working the dough. And I was watching and helping him a little bit, but I hadn't put my hands in the dough yet. And as he would work on it, and his hands would hurt, and he'd take them out and he'd shake them. And then finally I said, let me help. And so I put my, which was what he wanted me to do to begin with. So I put my hands in and I started to work the dough. And then he would work the dough and I would rest. And then he would shake his hands in pain and I put my hands in and work the dough. And together we prepared loaf after loaf after loaf of wonderful bread together. He would work it and then I would work it. He would work it and then I would work it. And together we made some wonderful bread. To this day, I can't look at a loaf of bread that hasn't been sliced and not think about that experience, not just of eating the bread, which I always enjoyed, but of the labor of love. And truly, for Paul, the pain that went along with that labor, the difficulty that went along with that labor of love in working the dough, working in the kingdom of God, working together to bring in and build and grow the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is like a little mustard seed that the farmer plants. The kingdom of God is like the leaven in the dough that grows with the labor of the baker. Both of these images contain with them an actor, the farmer, the baker, the kingdom builder, and God. For when you plant the seed and water it, God brings the tree up. When you work on the dough and then stick it in the oven, God brings a growth of the bread and the baking of the bread. It contains actors, us, kingdom makers, kingdom builders, and God, to maintain the metaphor, the king. It's a powerful image that Jesus gives us here. An image of the kingdom of God as something that already is and will become. We live in the church in the world of the now and not yet. The kingdom is here today, now, right here. I often like to use diplomatic language and say, this is an embassy of the kingdom of God right here in Mesquite, Texas. The church is an embassy. And if you know anything about diplomatic language, you know that in an embassy, you are on that nation's soil when you're at that embassy. You are in the kingdom of God here today, right here, right this minute. It's not yet to come, it's here. And our job as kingdom builders is to so work it that the kingdom of God spreads like the leaven in the loaf, that it spreads and grows like the tree growing from the little seed, that it spreads and grows so that others can see and join in. It's the kingdom of God that takes work. And as Jesus also tells us today, it's the kingdom of God that takes rest. Jesus was teaching on the Sabbath day, doing what any good rabbi would do, and approaching him is a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and quite unable to stand up straight. I work out at the gym, and when I work out at the gym, sometimes as I'm doing the exercises, I'll feel something go snap in my back. And it usually freezes me in some uncomfortable position. And I gotta have my trainer come over and help me stand up straight. And I don't want him to wait until tomorrow. I don't want him to wait until next hour or after lunch. I want him right now to come and stand me up straight. This woman was bent over with a spirit of satanic pain for 18 years. For 18 long years. And Jesus saw her and called her and said, I'll come see you tomorrow. No. No, 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 no. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, Woman, you are set free from your ailment. When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. In other words, Jesus healed, performed work on the Sabbath day. And the leader of the synagogue was indignant because of that. He was angry because of that. He was angry. Jesus worked on the Sabbath day. And no good rabbi is going to work on the Sabbath day. How dare he work on the Sabbath day? He should have told that woman, wait until tomorrow. Wait until the sun goes down. Then I'll heal you. And Jesus' response is absolutely brilliant. You hypocrite. She needed the kingdom right here and right now. Kingdom building is a process of work and rest. And the kingdom is encompassed and furthers the whole idea of Sabbath. Shabbat in Hebrew means rest. And it's rest not just so that we can go to the movies or go play ball or watch some television. I love resting that way. But that's not what it's about. It's about resting towards God. Resting towards God from our labors. It's part of building the kingdom. And when Jesus healed the woman, he was engaging in the planting of the seed. He was engaging in working the dough. He was building the kingdom. On the Sabbath day, he was building the Sabbath kingdom, the kingdom of God's glorious rest. There's a wonderful story about a rabbi from the 18th century, Levi Yitzhak, who looked out his window one day and saw people rushing through the town square in a mad dash to and fro. And he looked out at a passerby out his window and he said, Why are you running? And the man said, To make a living. What makes you so sure that your living is ahead of you, that you've got to rush after it to get it? He asked. How do you know that the living isn't behind you and that you should stop and wait for the living to catch up with you? We're in such a mad dash to get things done, to do stuff. I'm that way. I like to get things done. I like to work and get things done. I love to take vacations. I love to take days off. I love to take Sabbath time. But eventually, I get bored with it and I want to do stuff. I want to get things done. I want to plant the seed. I want to work the bread. But the rabbi's remark is important. Sometimes we're running ahead of God's blessings for us. And we should stop and rest and let God bring the blessings up from behind, up to us. The kingdom of God is a Sabbath kingdom, a kingdom of work and a kingdom of rest, a kingdom of work where we work with each other, kneading the bread, planting the seed, and when we rest and allow the blessings of God to flow over us. We are in the kingdom of God today. We are living in the kingdom of God right here and right now, and we are called to work together to bring that message of the kingdom of God, the love of God, the acceptance of God, the open arms of God to everybody in this world. There's not a single person who doesn't need to hear the glorious good news, the gospel message, which says, all are welcome in God's kingdom. Oh, my friends, let us participate together. Let us work together in the kingdom of God. And let us grow and build the kingdom of God as Jesus brings it in to our lives and into this world.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2007 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.